This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our series, Jesus Paid It All. Firstly, Jesus paid for peace. As I said yesterday, if that's one thing that our world is desperately seeking and longing for, it's peace. And yet in so many ways, peace seems to be an almost impossible thing to attain. It seems so elusive. So many times we say, I'll have peace when? And, you know, when happens and we still don't have peace. Because, you know, when you make happiness a destination, you'll never be happy. You got to make it a journey. Praise the Lord. You can choose happiness today. But, you know, the reality is we are in a battle. There is a battle for your destiny, your children, your family, your marriage, your home, your church, your nation. There is a battle for your generation. Satan cometh not but for to rob, to kill, to destroy. John 10:10. Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You have to be strong because you are in a battle. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You put on the armor of God because you're in a battle. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So the Bible here, you know, gives us a clearer understanding of the reality of the spiritual realm and how it is laid out like an army, because it is, it's an occupying army and it's an invading army, and it seeks to occupy and invade our nations and our families and our churches and our very lives. Satan is alert and active. And here the Bible says, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And so you can infer from that verse, there's some Christians Satan can devour and there's others that are off limits to him. Well, I believe to a large degree, it's based on those who understand they're in a battle and, you know, are equipped and are, you know, equipped with the full armor of God. They know their authority. They know the word of God and they're walking in holiness. They're planted in the house of the Lord so that they will flourish in the courts of their God. But the Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. So people are not your problem. Remember that. The devil's working through people are. But it says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And so, you know, I think it was Derek Prince used to refer to the lance of intercession. You know, he referred to intercession as God's intercontinental ballistic missile. And, you know, there is no distance in prayer. And so, you know, the sword of the Spirit is the only offensive weapon listed. But again, you can infer the lance of intercession. But, you know, the rest of it is defensive. And it's defensive for a reason, because Satan is alert and active, spreading deception, destruction, and devastation on the ignorant and unwary. And we may not see the participants in this cosmic battle between good and evil, but we can certainly see its effects. They're all around us, broken hearts and broken homes. Because many don't understand that unless you have peace with God, you can't have peace with yourself or anyone else for that matter. And thus the sins of the Father are visited on the Son, and we become the very thing we swore we would never be, each generation visiting its sin on the next. Jeremiah 31:29, in those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. The contemporary English version: no longer will anyone go around saying sour grapes eaten by parents leave a sour taste in the mouths of their children. And the Good News translation: when that time comes, people will no longer say the parents ate the sour grapes, but the children got the sour taste. And you know what? Many children can testify to that fact. The sins of the Father visited from generation to generation. So, peace. How can we find it? Would we even recognize it if we saw it? Do we appreciate it when we have it? Or are we always looking to the next thing, the next fix, the next high, the next distraction? And so life becomes a blur of meaningless activity and ambitions. We think we will find it when our holidays finally come, or at Christmas, or a new job, or when the kids finally leave, or when they come back. Unfortunately, social media has only heightened the sense of disillusionment and dissatisfaction that many feel. And of course, the world of social media tends to present us with an airbrushed sense of reality, showing us beautiful people with perfect teeth and attractive friends on speedboats and sunny beaches, living seemingly perfect lives. And it all becomes so exhausting. But what are people even looking for in the first place? Peace and happiness. And I want us to turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. And this is a really fascinating thing to consider. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 8. All things are full of labor, man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has already been in ancient times before us. And here you hear the voice of a jaded billionaire. You know, he's tried it all. He's been there, done that, worn the t-shirt, and it's all become a little exhausting because he hasn't found the satisfaction he was looking for. There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of things that are to come by those who will come after. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I set my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven. This burdensome task God has given to the sons of men by which they may be exercised. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed, all is vanity and grasping for the wind. And, you know, this is coming from a man who had over 700 wives and 300 concubines. That's approximately 20 birthdays to remember each week and find a present for each one, I guess. You know, this man's life must have been miserable. But again, he was a man who was able to testify with absolute certainty, the eyes not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing, because he's a man who gave himself to literally everything, every desire. There was nothing he withheld from himself, and yet it didn't bring satisfaction. This is why, again, this world cannot satisfy you. It wasn't designed to do so. Only Christ can satisfy. Look to him. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church. Thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.